Labels. Stephen Gill, Butterfly Effect Records. Stephen Gill runs Butterfly Effect Records, a predominantly vinyl-based micro-label which spotlights bands and artists from the Northeast. Previous releases have included The Black Sheep, Frederick Dickens, James Leonard Hewitson, Ceiling Demons, Nell Unlit and Girl from Winter Jargon. www.butterflyeffect1.bandcamp.com. What made you want to start your own label? It all started at Twisterella in 2016, when David Saunders and I were watching a lot of local unsigned bands. We were getting progressively more drunk as the day went on and thought we should create a record label to help them. At the same time, Banksy had a show called Dismal Land, and as luck would have it, one of the main pieces of art was James Corty's smiley face police shield, which I'd bought a few months previously. So I sold it, and the profits funded the first Butterfly Effect record, which was David and Rob Irish's band The Black Sheep Frederick Dickens. It was such good fun that I just continued. What do you look for in a band? I'm looking for a few things. Something I haven't heard before. A work ethic that will support, promote the release, and I have to like and trust them. The last point is a two-way street. They need to trust and want to work with me too. If we agree to work together, then it's really about making sure the LP is as good as it can be. I try to make the first 100 copies quite special, so they'll include signed editions, extras, different coloured vinyl, etc. Promoting and having a release plan is also key. Getting radio play, magazine coverage, live gigs, in-stores, etc. I usually support that too in some way, normally by manning the merch stall. It's an expensive process releasing vinyl, so we need to get it right. How does it work in terms of a contract? I like the Factory Records ethos of no contract. Mostly, I expect the band to pay for all of the recordings and promotion. Sometimes I pay for the vinyl release completely. Sometimes it's shared. It can easily cost £1,500 to make the vinyl, but it really helps support a band getting noticed. Once we break even, we then share profits 50-50. At the end of 2019, I started a lathe 7-inch club with releases limited to 40 copies, which pretty much sell out every month. The turnaround is quick, the bands make their own art, and I give 80% of these profits to the musicians. That's been a really nice project, and as long as there is demand for the records, I will continue to release them. If an artist wanted to pitch some music to you in the hope of being released on Butterfly Effect, what would you advise? First, be realistic. I'm not Simon Cowell with a team of people and resources to help. Secondly, they should really understand what they're going to do to support the music and its release. Ideally, I'd like to see a band play live and also encourage them to watch other bands on the label. I think we're a family, so making connections is critical. Send me your best track, either via Facebook or Instagram. Could you give some general advice regarding approaching micro record labels? Research them. I have a broad taste of musical styles, but others don't. There's probably no point approaching a punk label if you make country music. Meet up with them for a coffee or a beer, and if you say you will, then do it. I've had numerous bands cancel on me at the last minute for random reasons. Don't be upset if they say no. It's hard work and expensive. Labels only have so much time and money. Think about DIY as well. It's easier now than it's ever been. I've helped numerous bands release their own material and connected them to people who will help. If someone wanted to set up their own label, what advice would you give them? Have a clear reason why you want to do that and try and stick to it. Have lots of patience and take deep breaths. Creative people aren't always the easiest to work with regarding deadlines. And be honest. It's a small world. Bad reputations get shared very quickly. This also means being honest with yourself. If you don't know how to do something, then ask other people who you think do a good job. I've had numerous people give me invaluable advice. What should musicians be doing to make themselves attractive to labels? Have a good work ethic. One gig a year and 10 fans won't make you attractive to a label. Have someone as an excellent publicist. Network with all the amazing talent we have. Play gigs, make videos, and generally get your name out there. Releasing physical music is a risk, so the more fans a musician has, the less risk that is.